Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today, you get to tap into a conversation with me and one of my besties from a sister from another mister. Like, you are just absolutely going to love this woman because I do. So I know you will. And that is the amazing Julie Jones from the Dallas, Texas area. Julie, thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for being here, or thank you for having me to be here.
I am just so blessed by your friendship, and I know that whatever you share today is going to be such a blessing to those watching, because that is who you are in my life, and I'm so excited to share you with my online world. And so a bio never really covers everything that we do. It's just a little snippet of our life. So I would love for you to share whatever you feel comfortable sharing, but when we talk about rocks, challenges, obstacles, what do you feel like has been the most instrumental rock that you have moved in your life thus far?
My gosh, that's such a great one.
Because you've moved a bunch.
Yeah, I've moved a bunch. Yes. I think it is facing your fears. Zig Ziglar says fear is, I just lost that. What is he say? I just lost that.
Face everything and rise.
No, it's false evidence appearing real.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. There you go.
Wow. I just can't believe it. I mean, I'm a Zig Ziglar coach. I'm like, that just went out my head.
You know, sometimes the brain just doesn't cooperate.
It's is that? That happens too. You know, when you've got lots going through your head. I had like three.
That just means
thoughts.
You have way so much information in there. You're just overflowing, and it got
So yeah, but you know, facing your fears, I think when you can move that rock and say, I'm going to step out in faith, because usually the fear of something is worse than the real thing. So as 100%. A kid, yeah, as a kid, I used to hate shots, right? And I used to, you know, tense up and cry because, oh my gosh, it's just going to hurt so bad. And then I would be like, oh, it wasn't really that bad. You know, it's the anticipation of getting the shot that is bad. The actual shot itself is okay. And we find that it's always that way. And I think also embraced in fear is this, the comparison of, you know, well, Karen already has this amazing podcast with several seasons and she's got all the equipment. And how can I do a little podcast with just my iPhone? Well, you just start with your iPhone because that's where you are.
Yeah.
You don't compare your starting point to somebody else's, you know, third season or fourth season, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know why we continue to do that to each other and to ourselves mainly.
Yeah. Because we just, I think it's fear. I think it's just whatever obstacles I can put in front of that, because I'm scared that if I do a podcast, I won't be as good as, you know, you, or, you know, if I start something, it won't work, but you just start.
Right. So what was the biggest fear that you feel like you've faced or been able to overcome? Because you've faced a bunch of rocks and you faced fear.
Yeah.
But what was the biggest fear that you feel like you've, and maybe it's not even completely overcome. Maybe it's just something that you've learned to adapt as it pops up.
Yeah. I think the biggest fear is when I first started, my company used to be called JW Etiquette, and it was just strictly a business etiquette business. And I was coming out of education. I was working strictly with high school and college students, and I was marketing to companies who hire people right out of high school and college.
Yep.
And so I remember going to my first networking event, and the fear was, these are not my people. I'm a teacher. I teach right, middle right. school students. These are my people. I'll never be accepted by professionals in the business world.
And how funny. Look where you are today.
And yeah. And I mean, I took a deep breath. I mean, I had the big knot in my stomach, and I almost turned around and got back in the elevator and went back home. But I knew that if I did that, I wouldn't kick off my business.
Yeah. So
just took a deep breath and walked in. And when I told people I teach business etiquette, they just started calling people over. Oh my gosh, can you believe this? You know, she's doing this. This is so necessary. Don't we all need this?
And for those that know Julie, if you've seen her, you know, it's so funny because we all make certain assumptions, or we make our whatever assumptions about people. You know, to look at Julie, and maybe this is just me, but I look at women and I'm like, oh my gosh, she has it all together. Like, that woman is just like nailing it. And, you know, and it's funny because you meet and you talk to those women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. Like, this past year, 2023, December, I set an intention to get, my word for the year was proximity. I was going to get around these women.
Yeah.
And Julie's one of those women that I wanted to get around. And I had the opportunity to meet her and get to know her. And she is probably one of the most relatable, likable, kind, considerate, thoughtful women, and struggles with like the same things I struggle with. So it's like, wow, like when you look at someone from the outside, we're just reading them as something other than who they truly are. And it's so unfair that we do that to them and then judge ourselves so harshly.
Right.
And so critically. So
true.
I love that you shared that so vulnerably, that that was a fear. But you have overcome that. And it's not like you overcame it once and it goes away and you never have to face it again, right? Yeah. That's the human part of us. But you walked in that room and you did it. And then you continue to do it and show up every day. So what does that look like now for you?
You know, now I speak on stages. Like, I went from not even wanting to walk into a room to teaching people how to walk into a room, how to work a room.
Mm-hmm.
I get on stages and teach people how to have the right attitude and how to connect with people, how to build those relationships, how to have an image that meets the expectation of the audience that you are, whoever's in front of you, you know your audience. And then how to manage yourself, which is always an evolution for us, right? Like, we always are trying to figure out a better way to manage ourselves, but people want to do business and want to be around people who have their act together. And it's amazing that in the last, this was in 2013, so 11 years later, I mean, I feel like I work with some high schools and I love walking into high schools because it's like, wow, I used to be here and I'm so different now.
Yeah.
Because if there's a goal or something in your heart, you know, God has put that there, right? Like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And so, but you can't have it right now because you are not who you are supposed to be in this moment. So in order to get from A to B, you have to grow internally. And there's some skills you have to learn and things you have to do. There's some experiences you have to have. You have to try things and not be successful and learn some lessons. And then, you know, 3, 6, 9 months, a year, 10 years later, you'll get there. But you have to always know that this is what's in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to learn what I need to learn in order to get there.
So you're telling me that there's not just this 3-step secret sauce, master roadmap to shortcutting and solving all the problems, because that's what everybody's selling out there. is the, you know, the three step to silver bullet this. And
So, you know, there is a three step secret sauce recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a shortcut.
So you mean we still have to do the work?
It's a crock pot recipe.
What an analogy. Okay, this is going to be a mic drop moment. This is going to be one of our quotes. Is there is a three-step recipe, but it's still a crock pot. It's not a, what are those? It's not an Instant Pot. Oven. It's a crock pot.
It's a convection. It's not a convection oven.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's just no way of getting around doing the work. You just have to put in the time because it is in the time that you go through the fire and you get refined.
My goodness. Yes. And, you know, because when you're 20, you've got these big dreams, but you can't have everything you want by the time you're 21. you know, by the time you're 25, you'll get a lot of it. There'll be success. By the time you're 30, there'll be, you know, more, and 40. But that's called the journey. And that's what you're supposed to enjoy, is the journey, the ups and downs. You know, today, you know, we all have ADD now. I mean, I figured out when I was teaching and I was filling out all those forms for my students. And I'd fill it out for them, and I'd look at them and go, this is me. but I never really thought about dealing with mine, because I was an adult. I thought, you know, these are kids, so I'll help parents, you know, set things in place and all that. Then I'd go home and act like I didn't have it. Well, then comes, you know, iPhones, and then comes, you know, we go from, you know, watching a 15-minute YouTube video to watching reels.
Right.
Like, I want the information in 30 seconds or less, please.
Yeah. Microwave the information for me, please. Just give me the cliff notes. And I don't want to have to go through this 10-year process. I just want to learn all this information, shortcut it, and be there tomorrow.
And you know what you're doing when you do that? This is what I finally realized my birthday. When you do that, when you want to go, you know, take the jet, you know, from point A to point B rather than the train, you miss the journey. You're missing your life.
Yeah.
This is called life. And this is the lessons that are in life is why we're here.
Oh my gosh. So true. And you know, that thing we talk about, like, you know, when I get there or when I arrive or whatever it is we think we're going towards,
right?
When we get there, it was never really about there at all.
It's about the journey.
It's about the journey and who you are, who you meet, what you see, what you experience in the process on that journey. That truly is, I mean, if you want to get really deep, it really is. That's the meaning of our lives.
The meaning of life.
It's not about, save that one. It's not about getting to the end, because you have your, we talk about the headstone, you know, you have your birth date and your death date. It's not about that. It's about the dash, and the dash is the journey. And you have such a beautiful story about who you have evolved to be, the things that you've learned. And just from our conversations, I know that you use each and every one of those in depth, because it's shaped who you are. Not the sadness or the pain or the scars or the heaviness, but the lessons. You use all of that to help your clients and transform companies that hire you with your company, which is today called, let me show it, todaysprofessionals.com. So tell us about what you're doing there and how that has helped you step into this new version of you, because, and I don't know if you want to go there today, but Julie and I have had many deep conversations. when I tell you that she is my sister from another mister, it's because she really does get me. And we are both on this journey of really learning who we are, who we are in Christ, who we are in our faith, who we are walking the walk and talking the talk.
Yep.
And that doesn't look like what we set out in the beginning to do.
At all.
Funny how that has evolved and changed, and just how life doesn't look the way we thought it would. But today, you're stepping into a whole new level of who Julie Jones is. And who is that? And what is she doing with this Today's Professional?
Well, I'm helping others. I feel like I'm on a mission to help others live their best life. Because I see, you know, I have such a passion for young people. And I see the struggles that they have right now. You know, we have students right now in middle school, high anxiety and depression rates.
Yeah, it's insane.
You know, I'm working with a school right now. It's a private school, but they've started recently taking phones away at the beginning of the day. They're just like, put your phones up, put them here. We're going to lock them up. They'll be safe, whatever. But during the day, they don't have cell phones. And when they said that to me, my first question was, what kind of pushback are you getting on that? And they said, none. And I said, not even from parents? And they said, no, because they've provided a way for kids, for parents to get in touch with children. It's like, if you need to get in touch with your child, here's how you do it. It's not like we're keeping you from them. But what we want is to recreate conversation in the hallways. We don't want people walking in the hallways, looking down, scrolling, or taking pictures and posting. What we want is real, authentic interaction, because that's what companies are looking for, people coming out of school that can have authentic interaction and look people in the eye. Eye contact is the number one complaint from hiring managers when they go through interviews. Is that the people interviewing can't even look them in the eye. And when you do
that, just blows my mind. And it does, but it doesn't, because I have two teenagers, so I totally get it.
Yeah. So here's the surprising thing that is happening with students in this school. Is the students feel safe to be kids again, because they don't have to worry about making a mistake, it being videoed and then posted on social media. They can just be kids.
Wow, there's a novel idea.
This is amazing. But this is only one school. I mean, I'm sure that if another school tried it, you know, they would, the parents and the students would be just up in arms, you know, no, we can't do that. Don't do that. But, you know, it's funny, because when you look at the statistics of students, middle school, high school, anxiety and depression, and elementary too. I'm going to say this, because there's a statistic out there that we learned at TBW last year at our annual conference. Sherry James gave a statistic that students as young as 10 years old are attempting suicide for the first time.
Yeah, that statistic is shocking.
It's shocking. It's heartbreaking. We're looking at depression, anxiety. We're looking at high school students who are coming out and they're afraid they can't get a job. They're afraid they're going to be in debt. They're afraid they're not ever going to own the home. They're not going to be able to move out. They're not going to have a life. They are just anxious about the future. And so my passion is to come in and say, you know what? You are good. You are good. Let's not worry about that. Let's work on you. Let's develop you. Let's work on your attitude and your mindset. Let's work on the image. And how do you know your audience, so that you know that your image is going to match the expectation of any employer or potential client or date or potential spouse, you know, whatever. You know, you're gonna be able to do this with confidence, because we're gonna teach you to have the confidence to show up as your authentic self, appropriate for the occasion.
Yeah.
And then let's work on managing yourself.
Yes. And so what is the feedback you're getting from that, and how has that helped you personally to step into this next layer of
So what's interesting is I'm starting to roll this out. I rolled it out already at one school, and I'm working with another school. But I've also rolled this out in front of a women's group. Mm-hmm. And the people who loved it the most were the women's group.
Yeah. Of course.
Just a little, a few little things different. It's still the same overall message, but just a little different for a different audience. Know your audience.
Mm-hmm.
But and it has helped me because if I'm going to teach this, this is what I've been doing and teaching. This is what I've been developing in myself.
Right.
Over the last few years, I've been working on me and I've been working on my mindset and my attitude and telling Miss Imposter to get away, you know, that, you know, I'm good, I'm okay. And so I, you know, I'm just saying, hey, stop it. You know, why not me? And, and I started listening, you know, I'm kind of isolated myself for a little bit and just, you know, dug deep in the Bible and just read what the Bible says about me and about God and who God is and what God wants for me in my life, and just started learning about that and really tapping into it. And so I, over the last 3 years, I think I've done a 180. A 180. But I had to work on me. 'Cause if you want to change your life, you have to work on you.
So,
and then you'd agree.
1,000%. I definitely agree with that. And I also know it's funny how we learn things and then God presents opportunities to use that right after.
Yeah.
And so I also know that you learn it and it goes a little deep, like, you know, this deep in, and then you teach it or you share that information. And now that just like sinks in your soul, goes into your bones, and that information becomes a part of your DNA because now you're applying it and you're answering questions and you're defending it. And I believe that's the same with our core values and our convictions. Yep. So you can say one thing, but when you live it, when you defend it, when you answer it, not the phone, I mean, the calling.
Sorry. I had that off.
Could be one of your emergency numbers that pulls through.
Yeah, I think it was. It's exactly what it was. 'Cause I was like, it is off.
Yeah. So, but when you apply it to that level, it just that's when it really transforms. So we tend to, I see so many of us, we talk about things on social media or we talk about things in circles, but we don't apply them and master them and teach them and share them with others. So it's when we do that, that I'm guessing you've had the same experience, that that's when it really just hits home so deeply and makes that biggest transformation.
Yeah. I love what you said. You know, when you first come up with it, you start to learn it. It's this deep and then you start teaching and sharing it and it starts to grow.
Yes.
But then you start to refine it, right? Because as it becomes part of your DNA, I love what you said, just becomes part of who you are, you then begin to refine and define and really apply it to different situations. Like, you know, when I came up with this, it was for students. But what I realized is that when I had a plumbing company, this whole thing is, I really taught it to my plumbers. I taught it to the CCRs who worked for us. Everybody who walked through our doors, I taught this to. And I'm like, okay. And then when I was coaching plumbing companies for those 2 years, I was actually coaching this. I mean, it looked different, right? Because I was coaching best business practices, but
as a different hat or a different.
Yeah. But it you know, when it wrapper. Just, when I started to really work on this and it began to unfold for me, and I started saying, really, everything that I teach falls into three different categories. And so it, you know, these are the things that I need to be able to offer people when they come to me. How do you communicate, you know, as a manager? And you know, it has to do with your image, the way you show up, your executive presence, but communication and building a culture means you have to convince everyone that works for you that you're the real deal.
Right.
You know, that they are somebody that you want, that you are somebody they want to follow. There's
would you say that
things
that falls under, sorry, would you say that that falls under building your own personal brand? So like you have your company brand, but then us as individuals, we each have our own personal brand. And that's where we, I think sometimes we forget.
Mm-hmm.
We see ourselves as, like for me, my past, I was a financial advisor. That's what I did. That wasn't who I was. So
it's a role.
Separated out from that, right? That was my role. That was just a tool I used.
Mm-hmm.
But when I separated out from that, I was able to see, no, that wasn't who I was. That's what I did. Who I was someone who was aligned to my values, aligned to, you know, my intention and my purpose. And just what you said about how you refine it, that's literally how I came up with my VIP system.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything for me came back to that, those same three pillars.
Yeah.
And they literally came back to, you know, that's how I started coaching, was coaching young girls on, you know, you have to be a woman of character. You have to be, you know, you have to have values. What are you standing? Why are you doing this?
Right.
What is your intention? What are you trying to get out of it? What are your goals?
Yeah.
And what is your purpose? Like greater purpose, bigger purpose, higher purpose other than you.
Amen.
And so I love that that's what you shared, because that's exactly been my experience. So that's such a confirmation for me.
Yeah.
And I know for those listening to this, they're going, oh, okay. So be on the lookout for things that just keep refining and growing. That I believe are my fingerprints on this world, right? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I'm supposed to be growing. This is my brand. This is who I am. And then the other stuff is what I do and how I do it.
Right.
Not necessarily who I am. So
I
love that. And I think that speaks so much in alignment with just the rock moving philosophy and mentality of, it's not about what happens to us. It's about what we do with it and how we help others with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really that refining of that whole moving rocks mentality.
Yep. I 100%. And I love that, because, you know, life is full of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And we all have tragic things that happen to us. And we have to go through hard times. And, you know, some of us have a great support system and we can, you know, we get through it. Some of us don't. But for me, the way that I get through those tough times is I look back when I'm out of it, you know, or coming out of it. I look back and say, what were the lessons that I learned that got me through it? Because now that I'm through it, I'm different. I've evolved. Yeah. And I don't want to evolve backwards. I want to evolve to be better. And so what lessons have I learned, and how can I use those lessons to help others?
And I assume that that's a part of what you're doing with your today's professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you also do so many other things too. You're a part of Texas Businesswomen. You are a speaker. You do so many things. So for you, how are you taking care of you in this next level? And what can you share to listeners as we begin to wrap this up and kind of tie a bow on it that they can learn from your experience for theirs to apply?
Great question. So I have to learn that if I put the pedal to the metal and I just go, burn the candles at both ends, I burn out really quickly.
Yeah. Oh, I never do that.
Yeah. So I have to learn my stamina. And I look
That was
at
sarcasm. If you didn't recognize it, that was sarcasm. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's something we all do, right?
Yeah, we do.
So what I do is I protect my morning routine, my time, and I start slower now. I used to, get up at, 4:30 and be in the gym before 5 and go, all the things. Now I may get up between 5 and 6. I don't get up as early as I did. And if I know I have a long night, like tonight, I'll be out. I have a networking event and something to go to. I'll be out until 9 o'clock tonight. I won't get home until probably 9 o'clock. So I didn't really bother this morning getting up, getting dressed, getting out the door, go. I got up and protected my morning time. There were some things I needed to do. And I sat here with my coffee and my computer and worked slowly at home. Went to the gym, after, it was probably 8:30, whereas normally I like to be in the gym, early. But today it was like I'm giving myself a break because I know that I have to have energy left at the end of the day. So pacing myself is one thing that I do. And just learning too that there are just times where if I'm really tired and there's something inside of me that says don't, I just don't. I don't go. I can't do it all. Right. In Dallas, we can network 5 days a week, morning, noon, and night.
Literally. Literally, yes. I think what you just shared, that has been probably one of my biggest takeaways in this last year, is being intentional with my time.
Good.
And intentional to listen to myself, my body, my mind. When I need to rest, I do. I give myself that grace because I also know when I lean in hard.
Good.
And push hard and go hard. Good. And it's not always, I just shared this yesterday in a post. Balance doesn't look like 50-50 every day. Balance looks like 100% one direction today and 100% another direction tomorrow. And the next day, it's 100% self-care. Like, it's just, it's different for me. For me, balance is 100%.
Yeah.
It's just 100% different directions.
Right.
So.
And balance in your 50s is not the same balance as in your 30s. Right?
I laugh because, oh my God, that is so true. We joke that, we want to go places and be home by 9 o'clock. Like before, it was like you didn't even go out to after 9 o'clock.
And I know. Well, that's in your 20s. So.
Yeah. So,
but like my children are in their late 20s and early 30s, and they have families, they have babies.
Yeah.
And so, balance to them is okay on Saturday morning. You get up with the baby and I'm going to take 2 hours to drink coffee and watch a show. And then on, when you're done, when I'm done with that, then we'll swap. You get to go do what you want to and I'll take 2 hours with the baby.
Yes.
Because that's balance for them. Because they need their time. And so they work a schedule. It may be that, my son-in-law is a real estate agent. And so he may work all weekend. So my daughter may say, you know what? I'm going to happy hour and have girl time when you get home from work on Monday. I'm going to go do something with me because I've had the baby all weekend. And so now you spend quality time with her and I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go shopping or, whatever. But it's a balance.
Well, I think that balance is in the eye of the beholder, just like beauty. And I think that's one of the things that we get to do is we get to choose what balance looks like for us. We get to choose what balance looks like for our business, for our spiritual. And ultimately, it's just we get to a place where we know we get to choose. That, I think, is the biggest rock I've probably moved lately. Is that I get to choose. I get to choose my attitude. I get to choose. Julie and I just had a call today. I was like, okay, feeling something spiraling. And so, she's like, okay, reset your mind. Like, we just need those little reminders. And I'm so grateful. Yes, change your energy. Because I went in and my husband's gone, so I was trying to catch up. He doesn't like the politics stuff, so I was trying to catch up on what's going on with the floods.
Girl, what are you doing?
East. I know. I want to be educated on this so I can have conversations and also so I know where I can help.
Yeah.
And so I was catching myself up on the floods on the East Coast with North Carolina and South Carolina and Tennessee, and also, you know, just the political things going on, because we're right now about to approach high election season. And it, like, the negative energy that just tanked me last night and this morning. And I told Julie, like, I am spiraling in all this because it just feels so overwhelmingly negative and bad and hard. And she was able to, like, help me hit a reset button, and I just went out and replugged and better.
Good.
So it's, even when we know better, we still can get in those, and it's like, nope, you have a choice how you see it. You have a choice how you feel. You have a choice where you sit. You can choose to sit in this diaper and in the nastiness of it, or you can choose to get up and just, you know, change your scenery. And I went for a walk, and I, you know, went and stood in the grass and got some vitamin D and just listened to some really jamming upbeat songs and a mindfulness meditation, and really just literally hit a reset button.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
And then I did some tapping to, like, get it all. All of it. Because it was heavy, like a spiritual cloud is what it felt like this morning.
Yeah. And eat something healthy, you know, drink some water. You know, I've got water with Celtic salt in it right now, because I'm like, I am just not feeling, there's something wrong. So I looked it up and said, you know, electrolytes. I'm like, well, I'll get some Celtic salt. And so, you know, it just, you have to do that. And because the weight of the world is heavy right now. Yeah. I mean, it's, there's just a lot going on, you know? And so, you know, we need to be the light. And I love that we're recording a podcast on a day that you felt so heavy, because you need to be the light. We need to let people know that it's okay. I mean, we cannot control the weather. We cannot control what happens, but we can control us. And we can control how we respond. And so we are right here in our Dallas area. So we can go and be a light to other people who need it right here. I've called and checked on my friends on the East Coast. Everybody seems to be okay right now. And so, okay, well, let's just, you
know. I have some clients that work for the city of Nashville. And, you know, Nashville is obviously fine, but they serve Davidson County, which is the surrounding area, and they're sending resources to other parts of Tennessee that were hit. And it's just, you know, it's so much different than Hurricane Katrina because of the ruralness of the area. So
it's vast. It's more
so vast, and, you know, it's just not, you can't navigate it. You know, when a road's shut down, it's not like you go around it. It's on the side of a cliff, like it's a mountain. But yes, it is. There are things that are being done. And the greatest thing that we can do right now in this energy where we are is to pray, to be a resource of light, truth, and information, and to show up fully for those that need us and that we can connect to. So I can't fix it. I am a fixer by nature. That is also one of my biggest rocks that I've moved, is I can't fix everything.
Right.
And I can't fix everyone.
We're gonna have some sessions on that.
So today I'm just sitting in gratefulness that I have, in gratitude that I have people like Julie Jones in my corner that I can call and say, hey, I need help. Yeah. I am feeling this way and I can't talk myself out of it.
Right.
So I need someone to see me and help me navigate through.
That's right.
So no matter what kind of work you do, no matter who you are, what you've been through, we are still human, and we are still stuck in this human body and mind, and we have those days. So
that's right.
I'm just grateful that I can recognize it. I'm aware of it, and I know when to call for and ask for help. So thank you for being there for me.
Yeah, and vice versa. I mean, I have those days too, and I can text you and go, okay. I need your positivity. Pour it on.
Yeah. Well, that is the power of an inner circle of sisterhood and of coaching support. Like right there, we just gave three examples of, you know, your layers of people. So I really want to recommend that you connect with Julie. Follow her. She's over on Instagram, on LinkedIn. You can also connect with her at todaysprofessionals.com.
Yep.
And if you are looking for support for yourself, your organization, your kids' schools or community, you can't find a better person than Julie Jones and todaysprofessionals.com. Like, just top notch, top quality, integrity, character, and heart to boot. Like, she's the whole package in a bag of chips. So
thank you,
Julie Jones. I love you. Thank you for being on Rock Movers with us and for doing what you do. The world needs you so desperately, and so do I. And I'm so grateful for you.
Well, thank you. I am grateful for you as well. Thanks for this opportunity to be on Rock Movers. And just everybody just needs to know, you just pick that rock up and move it one inch. And that's
right.
Right.
And I think the biggest message that we have is everybody's got rocks to move. Yeah. You just don't have to move them alone.
That's right. Yes.
We'll see you on the next episode of the Rock Movers. Thanks for
Karen.
Being here. Wow. Wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did. And I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.